This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Vice President Mike Pence said Thursday that he was encouraged that Mexican officials are willing to do more to curb migration flows to the United States, but it was up to President Trump to decide if they went far enough to avert threatened tariffs. Pence told reporters in York, Pennsylvania, that Mr. Trump wanted to see decisive action from Mexico and that the president would be the one to decide whether to impose tariffs on Mexican goods over the issue on Monday.
Mexico must do significantly more to end this crisis of illegal immigration at our border. We called on them to take even more steps, more decisive action.
And the Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard said that the two sides will continue talks on Friday.
So tomorrow morning we are going to work in the maybe one of the last sessions in order to make an effort to have an agreement.
Mr. Trump in Europe for D-Day commemorative events said if no agreement is reached, tariffs at the 5% level will go into effect on Monday. The African Union says that it has suspended Sudan from all activities until a civilian-led government is formed. The AU Peace and Security Council announced the suspension Thursday as protest leaders in Sudan rejected an offer from the ruling military council to negotiate the country's political future. The protest leaders said the call for talks is insincere following this week's deadly crackdown on demonstrators in Khartoum. The United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Norway said Thursday that a preliminary investigation into a coordinated attack on four of their oil tankers in a port last month was likely carried out by a state actor. In a joint statement, they said mines were used in the May 12th coordinated attacks, which left large holes in the hulls of the four tankers but didn't cause more extensive damage or oil spills.